Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Aya. I'm the supervisor on floor. How may I help you?
Yes. I had ordered a trial. Just a minute there. Of the keto. And just days after, my home was broken into. I am a retired, on disability, elderly woman raising grandchildren. And we got scared and we left. My house has been broken into 5 times and we haven't been back out there. I did not get any of it. I didn't get the trial. I didn't get anything else. And it came out of my account. And just to be perfectly honest, with everything going on, and my 5-year-old granddaughter had to have brain surgery, all of this can be proven. And that really wasn't the top of my priority list.
Mm-hmm. Will you verify the name and address to make sure I have the right account, please?
My name is Lynn Hathorne. Hang on a minute. What? My name is Lynn Hathorne, and the address is 8156 West 480, Pryor, Oklahoma.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But I do have the account located for the OptiBlend Keto and Cleanse. Now, I
yes.
show this was ordered back in May. May I ask why you're just now giving us a call?
Because it just now came out of my account. $89 on something and 80 something on another one, on the other one. But like I said, I never got the trial. I never got anything.
Okay. Well, I do have to explain a few things real quick, and then, of course, I'll go into helping you as much as we're able, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So when you initially signed up back in May, you had to check a box that stated you were 18 or older and that you read, accept, and understood the terms and conditions. The first paragraph, second sentence of that is what explained you had a 14-day trial period and you needed to call and cancel if you didn't want to be billed and placed on the monthly subscription. So that's where these charges are at this point. Let's see.
Yes, I understand that. But the 1st of June is when my house was broken into. I have a police report. I am going to court this month on it.
Mm-hmm.
I never got anything, so I didn't realize I needed to call and cancel anything since I hadn't got anything.
I gotcha.
So you know, I mean, how am I going to cancel something if I don't know, you know, just willy-nilly pull something out of the air?
Well, it tells you on the website that you'll need to cancel before you can even put in credit card or debit card information. That's why I was asking.
I understand that, and I absolutely would have had I got the trial.
Well, I show your post office actually confirms delivery for all of the shipments we've sent to your address.
And that's probably true. But like I said, my house was broken into. I haven't been able to get mail. My medications from my doctor have been stolen. I've had to completely change the address that I get mail to.
I gotcha.
My doctor sent me a, you know, all my monthly medicines, and I've got 12 of them. Like I said, I'm elderly, I'm diabetic, high blood pressure. I've got a lot of stuff going on, and they mailed me my medication, and it did not get to me. So I had to change my mailing address until this is settled.
I understand. Now, I do need to let you know, for anything over 30 days, our company's not going to be able to do anything regarding those because it's over a 30-day window. Insofar as the monthly subscription, those charges are considered valid per our terms and conditions since that is a legal contract. Let me see what I can do in reference to this last shipment, okay?
Yes.
All right, just a moment. I'm going to place you on a brief hold.
Okay. Hey, Amanda, come here. This is Jenica's note.
All right. So you are calling are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So since you are calling during the Customer Appreciation Month, what that means is everyone who calls in gets 35% off of future charges. However, your account's canceled, which will prevent that for you, so you don't have to worry about additional shipments or charges coming. But I can give you that 35% in reference to your last shipment for you, and those will show up within 3 to 5 business days for your account.
So in other words, I'm still going to be charged for the bulk of it, most of it.
I can see if I have something else to add for you. Give me just a moment, okay?
Okay, thank you. Because like I said, I'm raising 4 grandchildren. I am retired.
I understand.
My house has been broken in. Oh, no, I don't think anybody could unless they've been through it.
I have.
I have a 3-year-old grandson, a 5-year-old granddaughter just had brain surgery last month. I have 2 teenage boys. We got scared and we left.
I understand.
They took my kids' Xbox and all their games, the TVs, everything. They took everything. They took their trail bike, motorcycle. They took their bicycles. I've been through hell.
I understand. Let's see. All right. So I do have a friends and family discount. It's an additional 15%. That would make it a 50% refund. I can add that to you, the 35 for you.
So no matter what, I'm going to have to pay part of it.
Right. I wouldn't be able to issue a full credit. Let me see if I have another promotion. One more moment, okay?
All right.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to try and help you the best of my ability, all right?
Thank you.
Okay, so the absolute most that I'm able to do is a total of 75%. That's a 35% discount for our customers. We have our personal friends and family of 15, and then I found a 25% coupon. That's like you paid a little over $20-something for the 2 products.
That'd be awesome. Thank you.
No problem. I'm going to go ahead and get those processed. Those will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days, and I will send you email confirmation of this for your records as well.
I don't have an email right now.
We have the lhathorn@yahoo.com on file.
It doesn't, my phone won't, it won't let me get into it, so I haven't been able to check my email in months.
I gotcha. All right. Well, that's kind of the only thing I have for your confirmation, but I can assure you our calls are recorded and I have handled everything as I promised you.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. May I help you with anything else today?
No.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling customer service, and you have a wonderful day, okay?
Thank you.
And you have my best wishes regarding your court case, okay?
Oh, thank you.
You're
Bye-bye.
Welcome. Thank you for calling customer service.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye.